Don't ever give up. We will try to bring you justice and at least the facts and some great discussions here every day on the Maggie Dawn Show. Welcome, everybody. Welcome back. If you're rejoining us, and happy Tuesday afternoon. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Every once in a while, I have these moments where my past life meets my current life. And this is one of them, ladies and gentlemen. I am so excited to be joined by State Senator Kelda Royce. She is one of the Democratic candidates for governor in 2026. She also happens to be a friend of mine and a former law school classmate, hence the past life joining my current life. Kelda, I hope I can call you that. It's so nice to see you. Welcome.
So nice to see you too, Maggie. Thank you so much for letting me join you in this great conversation.
It is such an amazing moment, I'm just going to say this, to see incredibly talented female elected officials in this gubernatorial primary on the Democratic side. It's an incredible moment. Not one, not two, but three. Holy cow, it's an embarrassment of riches on our primary ticket. But let's talk specifically about some of the issues that I think are top of mind for Wisconsinites and Americans writ large. When I talk to folks out in the street or sitting on bar stools, church pews, and the like, the first thing that I usually hear from people is, oh my gosh, housing is insanely unaffordable. So as a gubernatorial candidate, as governor, what's your approach?
Well, this is something I know a lot about because for 13 years I founded and have built a small business that aims to make it easier and more affordable for people to buy and sell their homes. Because, you know, as Americans, that is a big piece of the American dream, and that is how we build equity. It's how we build wealth that often will pay for our retirement or help our kids go to school. There's a lot that states can do to make housing more affordable. And, some of it is zoning reforms to make housing easier to build. Some of it is making sure we have the right housing mix, right? That there is missing middle housing, that we have condominiums so that people who want to downsize can make room for new families to buy. And some of it is just making sure that there's enough affordable housing at the lower end of the spectrum so that people don't become homeless. And Wisconsin has really been kind of behind the times. We did have some bipartisan victories in the last session, but there's a lot more that we can do. And housing is one of those things where if you don't have it, then you're not going to have a workforce, you're not going to have a strong economy because people just aren't going to want to live there.
Yeah, there's so much in your answer, a couple of things that I wanted to lift up and give emphasis to, if you will, and that is really looking hard at zoning. There's this rubber meets the road issue that have everybody, oh yes, let's have more housing. And then when it comes to looking at a master plan for communities or actually taking a critical eye to zoning regulations, all of a sudden, everybody's a little gun shy and it breaks down. So that's certainly an issue. I know you've seen that in your work as a state senator. And I'm also going to just wanted to lift up, and if you want to say anything more, you know, when you talk about both mix and affordability, generically, I call that housing accessibility, right? The reason that prices are so insane as an economist is because we do not have sufficient supply for the sort of housing that our populations need. Read single family homes or multi-family unit, you know, like four unit buildings where people aren't having to find a half a million frickin' dollars to buy a house for them to raise their kids in. This is bananas.
Yeah. And, you know, rent is also too damn high. And so it's not like you're just priced out of being able to buy a home. You're actually priced out of being able to rent too. And what happens when that rental market is constrained is people end up renting down. So people end up renting apartments or housing when they could actually afford more. And that means that the people at the lower end really get squeezed. And that's how you end up with people that are, you know, couch surfing with friends because they just don't have the resources to buy it.
What you're describing is how that supply problem domino effects down into lower income tiers. The folks that maybe would have been able to afford a single family home or to purchase are forced into the rental market, which pushes out folks all the way down the income scale. And listen, almost anywhere in the state of Wisconsin right now, if you are finding it impossible to find single family homes under the $400,000 or $300,000 price point, you can look at zoning, you can look at the issues about mix that we're talking about, but we also should be taking a really hard look at the private equity firms that are snapping these things up coast to coast, creating near monopolies. I sure wish we had a federal agency that would look into monopolistic and consumer protection in this. Oh, wait, we do have those, but Trump is gutting them.
More watchdogs.
Exactly. We talked about that for the first hour, given the decision on the shadow docket yesterday from the Supreme Court. It's going to hurt us all. We've got a looming crisis that is about to explode come November 1st when people start logging onto those ACA exchanges. The big, brutal bill gutting healthcare going to leave thousands of Wisconsinites behind with no insurance or underinsured, going to blow up premium prices. Kelda, what do you want to do to fix the healthcare problems if you're elected governor?
Well, you know, 15 years ago when I was first elected to the assembly, one of the things I'm most proud of is we actually expanded healthcare to 80,000 previously uninsured Wisconsinites. That's 80,000 people finally being able to go see a doctor that couldn't afford to before. And Wisconsin at that time was at the very top of the nation in terms of access and quality to healthcare. We had more of our people insured than almost any other state. Now, because we have failed to take the Medicaid expansion, not expanded Badger Care, we're near the bottom. And unfortunately, it's just going to get worse because of these Republican budget changes that we've seen. So I think what we need to do is have a real public option for healthcare. And as a state government employee, I have access to health insurance plans that are nonprofit, and I can choose which one I want, the right thing for me, for my life, for my family. And there's no reason why anybody, whether you're a small business owner, you're self-employed, you're taking time out of the workforce to be a caregiver, or you're a big company, why shouldn't you be able to buy into that state health insurance plan? We make the pool bigger, we lower the costs, we increase the accessibility, and we stabilize those healthcare providers that are potentially going to otherwise close because they'll have too many uninsured people and too much uncompensated care.
Yeah, the great economic reality here is it is cheaper for everybody with better outcomes the more people are fully insured and can seek preventative care. That's why you saw conservative Mitt Romney put in Romney Care when he was governor, right? He effectively ran on that. They are trying to break the Affordable Care Act. That is what this is about, by basically forcing mostly nonprofit health insurance carriers out of the ACA marketplace. We're watching that happen right now in Wisconsin with Common Ground exiting. There's going to be 24,000 Wisconsinites that are going to be struggling to afford the premiums and find a carrier at a premium they can afford. It is doubtful they will. People will be sicker and they will die. And there's one man that is responsible for that. It's Donald Trump, as well as all of his MAGA regime cronies here in the state of Wisconsin. Let's talk about childcare and paid leave. This is another one of those topics that, to me, it's a no-brainer if you want business and economic growth. What are we doing?
Yeah, I mean, it's just crazy to me. You know, we're supposed to not live to work. We're supposed to be able to work to live. And if you can't be by your spouse's side as they're dying of cancer, if you don't get to see the first time your baby smiles because you had to be at work, because otherwise you'd lose your house. That's not a good society that we're building here. And working people have been working harder than ever. We are more productive as a country than ever. And yet for 40 years, we have seen wages stagnate as costs go up and up and up and up. And there's a huge difference between the quality of life, the things that people can afford that make them feel economically secure, middle class. Can they take a vacation? Can they buy a home? Can they afford to even have a kid? And those things have been out of reach for so many workers because of the way that the billionaire class has essentially stolen all of the fruits of all of our labor to enrich themselves. And now we have a second gilded age where the wealthiest control not just the companies, but they control our politics too. And they've got all the money, and it's not fair.
The statistics that support what Senator Royce is saying is that from approximately 1970 79 to date. Those earning more than $1 million have stolen approximately $50 trillion in wealth from all of us that earn less than $200,000 a year in income, whether as an individual or families. Yes, folks, I said $50 trillion. That is the bingo number. Here's the other statistic. There's two of them. From 1948 to 1973, worker productivity in this country went up 97%. And over that same period of time, average wages, yeah, that went up 91%. That's the social contract at work, folks. But from 1973 to 2014, and it's gotten worse since then, while worker productivity increases are still at 90-plus percentage points, average hourly wage increases, yeah, those are at 9.2%. That's the breaching of the social contract brought to you by the billionaires and 100 millionaires with their names on buildings that Donald Trump just gave another enormous tax cut to. All of this is so appalling in both scale and menace to working people and the middle class. And it's in service of what, right? And this is where we get into the democracy pieces of this.
Right.
Give me just a couple high line thoughts that you have, Senator Royce. We'll take care of some business and we'll come right back to this topic on the other side, please.
Well, I mean, I think we can see what Donald Trump is doing because he wants to retain power because he knows what he's doing is incredibly unpopular and it's going to hurt a bunch of people, including a lot of people who voted for him, because they wanted to give him a chance to fix the economy. Instead, he's broken it, and he's only using our government to enrich himself and his billionaire bros. And while he's doing that, by the way, he's taken away our rights and freedoms. He's taken away the very things that make America good and special, our commitment to due process, to the rule of law, our open, free society where we get to exchange ideas and we get to disagree with each other. He's clamping down on that and using our own government, our own military against us in the most vile ways. And it's an authoritarian assault on everything that makes America great.
Folks, that's State Senator Kelda Royce. She is a candidate for Wisconsin's governor's office in 2026. She's with me this entire half hour. And it is also the hour where Civic Media's got the Go for the Green and Gold multi-state text to win contest. It's my responsibility to give you that word right now. If you text it in via the Civic Media app, that is the app, folks, not the old-fashioned way, you will be entered to win a daily prize of either $200 or gold jewelry and one grand prize, two club-level tickets in the heat. Oh, that's critical. When Green Bay faces off against the dreaded Minnesota football team that will remain nameless on November 23rd, the word to win this hour is bling, as in give me some of that bling. B-L-I-N-G. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the state senator and me, Maggie Dawn, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.